Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 27. I'm Dina.
I'm Millie.
Today, we're going to chat about our favorite cover songs. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories at headphones on underscore, TikTok at headphones on underscore, and our Twitter at underscore headphones underscore on. There, you'll also be able to find links to previous episodes and the playlists. Feel free to hit follow and all of the above to stay in touch with us. Let's get into it.
Well, I can you believe it's April?
No. Can you believe
It's
I'm done with school in May?
April.
I
Why
know.
is it co like is it me or is it time flying? I
Oh
don't
God,
know.
Millie, time flies, babe. It flies.
It's I'm actually excited for summer. I want
Really?
summer. I do want summer because in my neck of the woods, people tend to leave during summer. So
Oh, really?
I just want to listen to headphones and like not interface with anybody.
But wait, but don't you get more tourists?
No, our high season is in the winter. It's in December. December, January,
So
February.
amazing. Okay, that's good to know.
No, and May is a nightmare. May, like, no, like I would say June through August, it is so hot, Dina. Nobody could walk these streets. And if they walk these streets, I feel
But
sorry for you. I
That's
can't.
why you go out at night. That's why you're a vampire like me. I love going out at
No,
night.
I love like that it's so bright late.
Yeah.
I'm really weird. I know a lot of my friends really don't like that. Give me sun for as long as possible. Like, midsummer. Like I want it to be
Yeah.
like on acid that it's like it's 11
Yeah.
o'clock at night and the sun is still out. Like
That would be cool. That would be cool. I'd like to
like
experience
where
that.
am I?
Yeah.
Like
That would
I
be
love
really
that.
neat.
I love that. Give me daylight for as long as possible, but I
I do
just
too, but like there's nothing like the moon. You know my I'm just like a vampire though. I can't really
You're right. Yeah, I yeah.
I hate wearing sunscreen. Like I have to wear it a lot in the summer because whatever, but
For you guys, like, isn't
4:30 it gets dark.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you don't have to wear evening sunscreen when you go out. It's kind of nice, Millie. I'm not gonna lie. Like
Well, I don't wear it.
that's okay.
I don't wear it at all. It's like it makes my skin react.
That's
So
okay.
I purposely like you stay away from the sun, but I do love that it's out there. Like
Yeah.
I love
Yeah.
that it's brighter, but
Yeah.
oh
Boy.
Lord. All
That's so funny. I know. Wait.
right.
Okay. So,
We're doing covers.
yeah, we are doing covers. I think it's,
Remakes, revivals. What do you
I think,
call them?
yeah,
Covers.
cover songs. I think if it's different enough, you can call it like a remake. But generally
Yeah,
speaking, it's just a cover. And
it's
it's
just a
a
cover.
take. It's like a take on somebody's song. But like, what is a cover, right? Like, you want to explain that?
Well, a cover, real definition, it in popular music, it's considered a cover song, a remake, a revival, is a new performance or recording by a musician other than the original performer or composer of the song. So that's the
And
technical, right?
funny
Yeah.
story that, like, let's say Millie writes a song and I cover it. I don't get any money from it, I don't think. It goes to the originator, like the person who wrote the lyrics and the person who wrote the music.
Yes.
Though the
Who,
cover
like,
isn't like a money maker. A cover is
no.
just like they love this song, so they're covering it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love covers. I know
I
you love
love
covers.
covers. I
We love
do.
covers.
Yeah. We do
What
love
makes a good
covers.
cover, you think?
Oh, wow. I think a good cover is when, like, let's say for me in my life, sometimes I've heard a band cover another song and I fell in love with the original as well as their version, or there was an original song and I heard covers of it and I'm just like, wow, it's so cool to have. It's like a multiverse, right? It's like a
Yeah.
multiverse of music. So instead of like the Spider-Verse, oh, my husband's gonna be so happy I'm using this reference.
It.
Instead of the Spider-Verse and like different Spideys from like different universes, or worlds, you have a song and it's different iterations by different people and different instruments, sometimes different sounds. Sometimes it does sound like the original, I guess, to like pay homage, but I think that's what's most exciting for me is just kind of like just the different variations.
Yeah,
What
it's
about you?
when the artist brings probably their own style and new elements to the song. Like it gives it the
Yeah.
whole t like a whole new take. And sometimes you even wonder, is this even the same song? Like, best example for me is the is Joe Cocker's cover of the Beatles with a little help of, from my friends.
Yeah.
Not the best Beatles song. Not a very interesting song. It's kind of forgettable. It was never released as a single. But Joe Cocker gave it wings. He elevated the song and turned it into something really special and powerful. And he made it unforgettable. And I mean, it's really wonderful when that happens. And it's that's rare.
In the words of right. Bette Midler, I mean, he really put the wind beneath the song's wings, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I don't think it needs to necessarily be better than the original. Sometimes you like both versions equally, but it's excited to be reintroduced to a song, right? And hear elements that weren't there before, you
I
know?
I think that's the thing. I think, like, for me, generally speaking, I like both versions, but sometimes one is better than the other, and that just depends on the listener, right? And I think that's what's exciting is you can have a song and just have a different audience for it, because covers span genres. There's covers that are sung in rock and that are performed in country. Like, it's not a genre thing, which I think is fascinating. It's so cool.
It is the coolest. It's cool when, like, you could just have something totally different in a way that you've never heard it before. And I love that, you know, you kind of like you're back on the song again and just makes you love it in a whole new way.
Yeah, I do. Okay, Millie, I'm so excited to hear your picks. What's up first?
Okay, so in no particular order, my first one is Charles Bradley's cover of Black Sabbath's Changes from 1972.
Nice.
Now, Black Sabbath really isn't known for ballads, right? But this is actually a really, really beautiful ballad. And Ozzy Osbourne kind of described it as really heartbreaking about the breakup of a marriage. And both versions are equally powerful, really emotional. But I think it's amplified. The sadness of the song is kind of amplified by Charles Bradley's version. Like, he's a soul singer. I would compare him probably to Otis Redding. It's really interesting. He gained popularity in his 50s when he was older. He really doesn't have a good, large discography. But sadly, he died a year after the release of Changes. But I'm definitely going to put in another cover of his, because he actually covered Nirvana Stay Away, which is really interesting. So you have these soul versions of these songs. It's really, really cool, really beautiful, done very well. So second is Lana Del Rey's version of Sublime's Doing Time from 1996. The Sublime people, you fans are going to kill me because I think Lana's version is better. I said it.
So I love the original and I love Lana's version. I'm the one that likes both.
Really?
I love both.
Sublime's great.
Yeah, Sublime, I love both.
Sublime's really good, but I think Lana's version of it, it's really creepy.
It is. But I could, like, also, I like her cover of the Sleeping Beauty song, Once Upon a Dream.
Yes. Yeah.
Because her voice is so deep, and it's like, it's just all her songs kind of have, like, not a sinister feel, but just a very, like, blue tinge to it. It's very sad.
Yeah. And this one especially. I mean, I think the lyrics are pretty dark, really, but there's something haunting about Lana's version, really dark, that I don't think Sublime pulled off in a way. It's really strange, probably because she's so emo.
She is, and we love her for it. I love her.
I'll die loving her. I think she's amazing. But next up is Jimmy Scott's version of The Drifters on Broadway from 1963. So Jimmy Scott's version was released in 1969. So it really, really wasn't that far. Like, both releases were pretty close together. But there's something very playful and carefree about The Drifters version, like, you know, on Broadway.
Yes.
And this one is actually super dark. Serious, not a beat at all. Kind of like Lana's version in a way. It's very somber.
Yes.
Which the opposite of the Drifters version. So this one is really somber, really serious, super heartfelt. And I just love Jimmy Scott's voice. It's it's just incredible. I had to put that one in.
Yeah.
Next is Faith No More's cover of the Commodores' Easy from 1977.
Nice.
Really unexpected from Faith No More. I'm a big fan of Faith No More. And this is actually a really beautiful song. Like, it's obviously a beautiful song, but it's an even better cover. I think Mike Patton's voice is just, he just sings it beautifully. And Lionel Richie actually loved this cover. So, they got points from Lionel Richie.
I know, right? From the man himself.
From the man himself. And I don't know. It's just, I've never thought of Faith No More as easy listening.
No.
but
here we are.
It works. It really works. And
here we are.
I'll be cheeky and I'm going to slide in another Faith No More cover, their version of Sparks' This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us from 1974. Really, really good. Really nice. Good. Next up is Kelsey's Lou's version of I'm Not in Love by 10cc from 1975.
That song now, is so good. It is so good. I love that song. And I can't believe it. Like, that's, for me, that's like pre-yacht rock. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's, if you guys are 75, if you guys are yacht rock lovers, you know this song.
Of course. Yeah.
You cannot, this song is a not miss. Like, you know this song, right? That intro is kind of unforgettable. If you remember this song, it's really delivered really cold and monotone.
Mm.
Like, he's not letting you know that he's bothered, right? Like, it's
kind of, you think so?
Bothered, but he's not bothered.
Yeah.
But you know he's bothered. But
he's
letting
totally
you know.
Bothered.
But in the singing, it's not there. And in Kelsey Lou's version, she's pressed. She's bothered. And she's really trying to convince herself that she's not in love. So to me, it's a much more high voltage one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it just, the pain, you could really hear the pain in her voice in a way.
Yeah.
And I love that. Love it. I think she did a good job. And it's also an unexpected cover.
I like that, though. It's great.
Yeah, and it was just released in 2019. So
cool.
Really, really cool version of it. So next up is Tori Amos' version of George Michael's Father Figure.
Nice.
So this is off of a bootleg album. She has a series of live concerts that are recorded. And in each location that she sings, in each venue, she sings a different cover.
Nice.
And this one was recorded in London. And of course, she paid tribute to George Michael.
Mm.
I think George Michael would be happy.
I think so.
And Tori with that piano, really, really good. I just
always
love it.
Good.
She's always good.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? I'll do another live version of a George Michael song, Gossip.
Nice.
They have, I don't know if it was ever released as a single, but they covered Careless Whisper.
Okay.
Which I thought was really cool. And it's also part of a live album. I do love a George Michael cover.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir. Same. Same.
All right. So I'm on Fire by Heather Nova. It's her cover of Bruce Springsteen's song from 1987. Both versions are very sexy. You know, I love Heather Nova. I think she's a siren and she can make anything sound sexy. So good for Heather.
I have an addition to that one. I love both songs that you mentioned. I love Bruce Springsteen, but I love also Bat for Lashes' version of I'm on Fire.
Yes.
It's so sad. So clearly, I mean, we know where I'm going to be going with this list. Everything is going to be so sad, but I like Bat for Lashes' version.
It is. It's super sad. And Heather's, I think, is just
like sexy.
Just sex goddess.
Yeah.
Which it is a very sexy song, right? Like, Bruce Springsteen was really hot back then. This is 1987.
He's so hot.
The video was incredible.
I love, I would marry in like not even a second. I love him. Oh, he's so
I
hot.
Love him.
And he's like, gorgeous. He's like pro working class. Like, oh,
so good.
Love him.
And he was beautiful.
He like, still is.
Beautiful.
I mean,
and he's still very good looking. Yeah. But there's something about Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce, the boss, a la Glory Days. 1985. Come on, come on.
He's
there's something about that, Bruce, right?
He's hot. I love him.
So good. So what good. All right. Next up is Natalie Merchant's cover of David Bowie's Space Oddity from 1969. Now, you know, if you cover Bowie, you got to do it well.
Yeah.
And she does it well. She's incredible. I love Natalie Merchant so much.
Yeah, she's amazing. Okay, so this is a thing too. This is another question popped up into my head.
Yeah.
So these heavy hitters with you, like obviously we know that you love Bowie, but what does it take to have a good cover? Should the artist play homage and try to make it sound similar, or should they just stick to what they're good at singing or performing? I have an answer, but I want to hear your answer.
I think they should stick to their own. And this is what Natalie, this is what Natalie Merchant does.
Yeah.
It's a Natalie Merchant song.
Yeah,
actually,
same.
She really does make it her own. And if you didn't know that she was covering Bowie,
yeah,
let's say you're just not familiar with Bowie's work, it could totally be easily be off a 10,000 Maniacs album,
right?
Natalie Merchant's solo album. This could have been off Tiger Lily. It's amazing. Yeah. I'm really excited because I'm gonna go see her
really
this month.
Nice.
Yes, I'm. Awesome. We're going with some friends,
nice.
My friend Jay and his girlfriend. So the four of us are going to see her
nice.
In Broward. And it's her and the South Florida Symphony backing her up.
Oh, wow.
So that's it should be really great. Good. I love that. Bjork did that.
Yeah.
She was in concert and had a symphony backing her up. And I'm like, well, that's a totally different element.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what she's going to sing. This is incredible. So I'm very excited about Natalie Merchant.
Meanwhile, I'm going to be with the kids on Saturday at the Boiler Room Sessions in Chicago. I'm so excited.
Really? Yay!
Yes, I got tickets. They opened up like another room at this venue and my sister and my friend and I are going and I'm so pumped.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Figure out what to wear. These kids are going to be so cool looking. Ugh.
Oh my gosh, you got it. You got this.
I'll see.
This is your thing. You're going to wear something fabulous. Trust
me. Amazing. You're so amazing. Okay.
You'll wear something fabulous. You'll watch.
Oh, you're so
cool. I could pull something cool off, but.
But you're just chic. Like, you're just total. You're always chic. You never look bad.
I would be in t-shirt, jeans, and Adidas and call it a day. Really, I swear.
Okay, Jane Birkin. Like, calm down. Leave some for us, okay? I'm just so chic. I just throw on a t-shirt and jeans and some sambas and there I go. Okay, trendsetter. Okay. We love a trendy queen that's like has a uniform.
I don't think I'm trendy at all though.
Oh, you are.
Classic. We're in the art world. Like we just have to wear black.
Yeah, but at the same time in the art world, generally speaking, people in the art world do know how to dress. I have to say, we do know how to dress. But you can kind of tell who like are the art historians and the ones that are like against dressing.
Let me guess. How could you tell who the art historians are?
Because they don't dress like everybody else. They dress like shit.
I think it's the big glasses.
No, for me.
The big, fabulous, like the big over the top.
No, no.
Large glasses that it's almost become a trend. Just wearing that. You're just wearing it just to wear it.
No, those are the cool ones. I'm talking like I just went to an opening last week and you know me, I love to get dressed up. I don't need a reason. Like life is the reason to get dressed up. We're going to die one day. Now's the time to do it. But
that's
I walk
right.
in and I'm wearing like cute vintage, like leather pants and a cute, like second, like pre-loved expensive, like just cute. Like I tried to look good. Cause also I'm going to see art. I'm meeting friends there. I'm meeting I want to look presentable. But I walk in and there's this group of people that were just like staring at me. And I was like, am I in the right? Because I get nervous right away. I'm like, is it me? But I'm like, I don't care anymore. It's fine. But they clearly look like they were in like a PhD program or something.
Oh,
That
Lord.
sounds so mean. But I love PhD programs. I love people. I love everything. I find it
Oh,
funny.
Lord.
I just find it funny. But the art world is interesting in general. You know it is. Like you work in it. You know how it is.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you need a break.
That's the thing. Like imagine like somebody cool like David Bowie walking into a space and they'd be like, "Who's this guy? Who does he think he is?" You know?
Gosh. I
Yeah.
mean, yeah. I want to know the outfit. I want to know.
I'll send you a photo.
Okay, good.
I'll
Good,
send
good,
you a
good.
photo. All
Good.
right. After that long
We digress, guys.
digression. Next.
Next, The Passenger.
Nice. I love this song.
It's such a good song. And
It
Siouxsie and
is.
the Banshees, Iggy Pop's The Passenger. I love them both equally. Those are one
Yeah.
of, this is one that I really do love both equally. I cannot pick a favorite at all. They're both
Yeah.
amazing. They're both wonderful. And I think the main difference is the 10 years made a difference
Okay.
because Siouxsie is so 80s,
Yeah.
right?
Yep.
So I do think that there are different elements, even though I think they're both great. They're both great.
Yeah.
And they're both wonderful artists, so.
But I think it was an interesting song for Iggy Pop too. I really, that's why I think I'm never gonna get sick of the original, just because
No, I'll never get sick of the
it's
original.
such a different, it was such a beautiful, I don't know, I just thought it was so beautiful when he
It's
came
so
out with
good.
that.
So good. Don't Let It Bring You Down by Annie Lennox. She's covering Neil Young's 1970 song. Annie like adds honey to everything.
Yeah.
Like her voice, her singing, her melodies, to me just it's not, I still love the original. It's a really great song, but Annie's version, it's just sexier. It's just so
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
It's sexier and it's very Annie Lennox,
Yeah.
but not, is it 290s? Maybe it's a 90s. It's because it was released in the 90s and it sounds like
Yeah.
a very 90s element, you know, our
Yeah.
90s queens,
Yes.
but she does give it, she does make it her own, and I think that that's amazing. I do have three honorable mentions.
Do it.
And the first one is John Martin's version of Glory Box from Portishead.
Oof.
And I'm like, who has the balls? Tell
I
me.
know. I know.
To
That's
cover.
not an easy song to cover, I don't
It's
think.
not an easy song at all. And
No.
Portishead, it's not, none of their songs are easy to cover, I would
No.
imagine. I'm like, wow, you actually totally covered this. And he did.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant cover. It's a beautiful cover,
Yeah.
added completely a whole different element. It's just so good. And Saint Vincent actually did a cover, a live version of Glory Box 2 that was pretty good. I really liked it. Patience, Chris Cornell. It's really beautiful off Guns N' Roses, Patience.
Yeah, right.
His voice.
His voice is special.
His voice is so beautiful. It
Yeah.
just, it really does make me so sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes me so sad, but it's really, really, really beautiful. I just,
I still couldn't really get behind him singing for Audioslave because it just sounded like Rage Against the Machine.
right.
You
Yeah.
know, like that to me never really made sense, but his voice was just it's out of this world.
And I love Patience. I love Guns N' Roses.
Right.
It's gorgeous, but
Yeah.
I think there's a certain sadness with Chris Cornell's voice. I
Yeah.
don't know. It just gave it a little something extra.
Yeah.
And Obstacle One by Charlotte Martin. It's Interpol song from
Yeah.
2002. She has an entire album of covers. It's called Reproductions that actually everybody should check out.
Okay.
And these are covers that you wouldn't think she would sing. Like you're like, what the hell? Like you kind of like she took an Interpol song and really made it her own. And I thought it's a very good cover. I like
That's
it.
nice.
So that's it for me. We could definitely add more.
There's so much.
If we forgot some guys, we'll add it. We'll add it to the
Yeah,
playlist.
because also I'm sure I forgot some. Like there's so many songs. You know, it's just it's hard. Like there's so many out there. These are again, like you said, these aren't like it's
These
not an
aren't.
inclusive list.
Yeah, right. We're
Exclusive,
not
I'm sorry. It's not an exclusive list.
absolutely. We're not trying to
Yeah.
say that these are the best covers ever that
These
ever
are
lived.
just some that we like.
Some that we like. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm excited about your list.
My first pick is Comfortably Numb. That was a Pink Floyd song covered by the Scissor Sisters from 2004. And this song is such a departure from the original. It's very disco, it's very dancey, and I feel like it focuses more on the feeling of drugs. I don't know how to... I feel like this song originally was like somebody's adventure and you're watching it, whereas this song makes you feel like you're feeling something, especially where I feel like Pink Floyd songs and that time period was more like you take something, you're zoning out and you have this on, whereas in the 90s and 2000s you take something and you're dancing, you know what I mean? So you're kind of participating in the music.
Yeah,
so I thought that was very, very interesting. Both versions are totally different, so they're for different moods, and I love them both.
Yeah, and Pink Floyd, that song is so ahead of its time.
It's so
crazy.
It's so good. It's so good. And it's just like, just you know our love. You know our love for Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
It's very hardcore. The next song is Valerie by Amy Winehouse from 2007, and it was a song by the Zootons from 2006, and this is where I feel like Amy's version surpasses the original song, even though they're different genres. Amy's version just kind of gives it the pep that it needs, and I think it was very beneficial for this band, the Zootons, to have her cover it with Mark Ronson.
I agree. I think that Amy Winehouse can elevate any cover. Like, anything. I think, anything. Yeah, give her anything.
Anything.
She could have done anything.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's truly like very, very sad that we lost her. But she put out some great stuff in the short time that she was with us. We're very lucky.
Yeah.
The next one is Mad World by Gary Jules and Michael Andrews from 2001. And this is a cover of Tears for Fears from 1983. So again, both are great, but the cover that Jules and Andrews do is more up my speed because it's just so sad. And I think they used it in a Donnie Darko film, I think.
Yeah.
I think they did. So it makes sense like why it's so sad, but it's beautiful. And of course, I love the original, but that's a bit more like 80s with the synthesizers and stuff. So it's a different feel.
I gotta tell you, there's been so many covers of Mad World, and I still love the original the best.
Oh, really? Okay.
I do.
It's okay. Yeah, it's a good song.
Even though it's probably not the most heartfelt. I mean, not heartfelt, that's not the right word.
Well, it just feels like
it's not the most poignant.
Yeah,
but
I feel like they're running through the song, and it feels like
I love it.
Yeah. I feel like, and that's the thing, when it was slowed down, you're just like, wow, this is sad. This is very depressing.
Yes, this is sad. It does. It does come off like a sad song disguised as a happy song.
It's
an upbeat song, but there's something about Tears for Fears version that I just love. I don't know. I'm a new wave junkie, so probably that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is good. The next one is Dedicated to the One I Love by the Mamas and the Papas, 1967. It's a cover of the Shirelles from 1959. Both are great. I do prefer the Mamas and the Papas because the harmonies on this one are just stupid. Like, I cannot. The harmonies are so good. Like, it's beautiful.
I didn't think anything of the original, and I love it because of the Mamas and the Papas version.
Yeah. And this is where, again, like, I hope the Shirelles got, you know, the money for this.
The money for it, of course. Yeah. Yep.
The next is I'm Housen, Rage Against the Machine from 2000. It's a whole album of covers that they did. And there's two on here, but I'm Housen is by EPMD from 1988. And so, like, Rage Against the Machine did usher in that rap rock kind of genre. And it's cool that they're covering a rap song. So it's not like Zach is doing like anything different, but I think it's interesting because the band, which it works for them because you have the guitarist, Tom Morello, who can make these interesting sounds using different, my gosh, what is that word? The things that you, petals, there you go, petals, different
Petals, yeah.
petals and different breathing things, and he can get that kind of scratching technique. And I love, the whole record is amazing. The second song I like off of this record, this is like my honorable mention, is The Ghost of Tom Joad, which is a Bruce Springsteen cover, which Bruce Springsteen, the way he sings it, it's just kind of like him and a guitar singing. And then it's cool to kind of hear a more fuller, more aggressive rage sound to this song, which I
Yeah.
love.
Yeah.
So great album, highly recommend it. And again, this is where you kind of see who your favorite brands are, or the songs that made an impact on their lives. You know, I think that's very interesting. Or maybe a song inspired them and they're like, oh, we could do it like this and let's do it like that. So I think creatively it's interesting, inspirationally it's interesting. You kind of see their heroes and stuff. So it's cool. The next one is Get Lucky by Daughter from 2013, and it's a Daft Punk cover also from 2013. Such like two totally different songs.
Yeah.
Daughter's version is pared back. It's haunting, it's beautiful, it's really like slow, not as happy sounding. So tracks for me. The next song is My War, Leviathan from 2010. It's a Black Flag cover from 1984. So it's a much more aggressive take on this song. So it's like black metal takes on like punk. So it's very loud, it's very fast, it's very aggressive. I like black metal, so I don't mind this, but if you're a person who isn't really interested in aggressive loud music, maybe skip it. But if you like that stuff for the gym or whatever you're doing in your daily life, or if you just enjoy it, I do recommend it. It's great. The next song just absolutely kills me. It's Both Sides Now, Joni Mitchell's recover, and she re-released it in the year 2000 with like a backing orchestra. And Judy Collins sang it in 1968 originally. So
I
this,
love that. Oh,
like,
it's
but
just so beautiful. Oh,
Joni Mitchell covered it earlier in her career, like
yeah.
in the middle of her career, but re-recorded it in the 2000s, like I said, with an orchestra. And I think having that orchestral backing just really drives home the sweeping
Good.
isolation and the sadness of the song.
Yeah.
And especially when they used it in Love Actually. You know what? And I am going to ruin it because you should have already seen this movie by now. That came out 20 something years ago.
I
You
saw it.
know? Yeah. No, not you. I'm saying in general. Like, this is, you know, it is very, it's very machismo, this film, and it's just and whatever, but I do love it still. It is a very good holiday movie. But anyways, they play this song. One of the characters, played by Emma Thompson, Joni Mitchell's her favorite artist of the character, and they're playing the song when Emma Thompson discovers that her husband is cheating on her, and it's just really, really depressing. Just very, very sad,
Yeah.
but it's very lonely. I like it.
Yeah, I ended up watching it because you talked, but didn't you talk about it in the Christmas episode?
Yeah. Did you like it? It's very,
I liked it. I didn't think it was, I mean, yeah, but no, I liked
but
it. I
for the
didn't think it was
time,
bad.
it
For the
was
time, I
like,
think it's fine, but just like everything else.
yeah, but it's good. It's one of my favorite films. I sing that song, I Feel It All Around Me, that Christmas song all the time.
Yeah.
But it's good. I
Did you
like it.
end up watching The Last Dragon?
No, I have to. This semester has been crazy,
You have to get on
I promise.
that.
But can I tell you, somebody else mentioned it. I have a
It's
class.
not Quincy Jones, actually. It's Berry Gordy. He
Oh,
produced
Motown
that.
Hey.
Yeah. The Vanity
Wow.
is in it. You would love it.
No,
You would
but it
love
was so in a class of mine, it was brought up for some reason. It's my art history class, and we were watching movies. It's called Gore Capitalism, and it's based on it follows a book called Gore Capitalism, and we're just watching movies that fit the premise of this book. And for some reason, the professor brought up this movie. And
Really?
I'm like, Millie is going to laugh so hard. Yeah. I'm like, why is this movie stalking me now? Like, everywhere I go and I have to hear about it. Yeah. It was funny. So I have to watch it. I do.
All right.
All right. Next one is Lake of Fire. Nirvana did this cover in 1994, and it's by the Meat Puppets from 1984.
Yeah.
So I feel like he did this for it wasn't Unplugged, was it? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was.
Okay,
It
it
was for
was.
Unplugged. Yeah.
So I think Cobain's voice is so raw and gorgeous, and just the acoustic guitar, it's more dep I think it's more beautiful than the original. That's just my opinion, but I love it.
Something, another great cover is Where'd You Sleep Last Night? His
Oh
version of
my
Lead
God.
Bellies. That
Love
is
that.
insane.
Both songs are insane, and I love that he covered it.
I love that he covered it and he did such a great
He did a good
job.
job. Yeah, he did a good
Oh,
job.
amazing,
He really
amazing. I
did a
can't,
good job.
Lead Belly actually wrote that in jail, I think.
I mean, that sucks. You can hear it. It's sad.
It's so sad.
Which
Yeah.
makes sense. Like, if you're in jail and you have a partner on the outside, you're like, where are you? Like, what are you doing? Like, what? Like, I can't see you. I can't talk to you. Like, that's interesting. It's a whole
Yeah.
new meaning. Interesting.
Yeah.
The next song is He Hit Me, Annika from 2010. Annika covers the song from The Crystals, who sang it in 1963. And of course, in 1963, it was doo-wop girl groups. I love both.
Written by Carole King, darling.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Tell me that's not wild.
That's crazy.
That is
In
wild to me.
1963. Good for
Yeah.
her, man. Good
She
for
wrote
her.
that.
Good for her. But I love both
Courtney Love
versions.
covered it. Hole
Yeah,
version. Hole has a good version.
they
Yeah.
do, but I think I like Annika's version just because it's like a little darker. Like the lyrics are dark. Like he hit me, but it felt like a kiss. Like it's because you're so blinded by love that this is abuse and you're not really registering it. Okay, that's a whole nother issue. But like the Crystals make it sound like, oh, he hit me and it felt like a kiss. And then Annika's like really kind of, it's dark. The music is heavier. It's darker. It's slower. It's just a bit more, you just feel the weight of it.
Yeah.
It can't be a list of covers without this song. And that song is I Want to Be Adored by the Raveonettes from 2013. And of course, they covered the Stone Roses, who put that out in 1989. And I've had this song on other lists through the podcast, but both versions are really good. Both are really good. And I think the song's also been covered many times, but I like this version a lot.
It's a dreary list. It's down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was so good with you. And then mine just was like, beep. We're going down, guys.
I freaking love your list. I freaking love your list.
But it
Ugh,
is all sad.
it's a mood.
Okay, but
It's
guess
a
what?
mood.
Guess what? It's ending on a positive note because I love you guys. Okay, it's ending on a positive note. And this is actually really, 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 really interesting. So the song is called Pslam Habibti or Habibi, or there's many versions. And it's by Fadhoul from 1970. And Fadhoul is a Moroccan singer-songwriter band member. The song's music is an homage to James Brown's Papa's Got a Brand New Bag from 1965.
Oh, I love that.
But it's sung in Moroccan. But they're not
I
singing it
love
verbatim.
that.
Yeah, they're not singing it verbatim. They're just singing whatever, but to the beat of like Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, but faster and different. It's so good. So good. And honestly, Fadoul or Fadoul, I don't know how they pronounce it in Moroccan, but amazing, amazing, amazing musician, amazing singer, great jams. Please check him out. But it's such a good funk song, man. It's so good. And it's not depressing. So there you go. Christ is risen, and so is my mood. Okay. Like,
That's right, guys. Happy Easter. We're
happy
recording this on
Easter.
Easter. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
Oh.
excited. I know I do love Easter. I'm getting into that. Don't laugh at me. But
What?
I'm getting into, because I'm not like near family or my Chaldean community. I'm getting into religious services again just to feel something.
We can't get away from it. We can't get away from it. That's the
I'm going to be
thing.
the one that accepts everybody and is like, no, being Catholic doesn't mean you're an idiot.
It's
Doesn't mean you're mean. You can be nice. Just kidding. There are a lot of wonderful Catholic people. There's wonderful religious people. Like, we just can't judge, you know? No judgment zone.
you can't take the Catholic out
No, bro. But
the
also aesthetically, I love it. Aesthetics are everything in my life. You
We
know
love
this.
us Cubans con el ramo. We love that. It's
Yeah.
Palm Sunday, I mean.
I love Palm Sunday. Do you know what we used to do? So, I guess back home, did you guys do this in Cuba? Okay, but anyways, back home, because
I
my
have
parents live.
like little palms because my mom like would do little
Yeah.
ones
Yeah,
and
we do little ones.
stick it in
Your
my
car,
wallet,
your
in the
wallet,
car,
in your
the
mirror, on your
wallet, in the
dresser.
mirror,
Yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah,
They're
everywhere.
everywhere. You can't get away. Like, and then
No.
you find pieces of it in your purse and you're just like,
No,
damn.
not if you put it in your visor. Always stick it in your visor. Like I always had one in my visor. Yeah, always. But and then somebody's also like their remembrance card from their funeral because it has a saint on the front. That's so bad. You just don't know what to do with them, so you just like they become like sacred, things.
You have
Anyways,
to, like, and then you feel guilty. You
yeah,
can't
because
throw
there's
them
a saint
away.
on the front. Oh God, I
There's
don't
a
like that
saint.
aspect. Yeah,
There's a saint. You cannot throw away saints. You
no,
just cannot.
no, no. But out of frustration, I think once I might have. I'm like, there's just too many.
There's too many saints.
There's
I
too many
the
saints.
Judas and the
Oh, I have a funny story about Judas. But okay, so back home in Iraq, what the Catholic and Christian populations would do on Good Friday was they would go to, it's called touring the churches or viewing the churches. So you treat it as like it's obviously a day of mourning for us. And so all of the images of the Holy Family and the saints and stuff and Jesus are covered in black cloth. We all wear black. There's services, but we don't get the body of Christ and we don't get wine. Instead, we get a shot of vinegar. And you're supposed to go to all the churches and just like view the body, like it's a mourning process, right? So growing up here, when I was younger, we used to do it. But then my siblings came along and my parents were like, okay, we're not carting around three children. This is too much. So in my early 20s, I started doing that with my girlfriends. We had a group of girls that would just go around to Chaldean churches in Michigan and like view, the body of Christ. And you go up to it and you give your donation and they try to like make you like kiss the cross. And I'm like, I'm not kissing that. Everybody's been kissing it. I don't care what you spraying on it. That's disgusting. So I just like make the sign of the cross. So I touch it and like make the sign of the cross. I'm like, yes, okay, that's fine. No germs. But no, I think I miss religious, I just miss the aspects of it. And currently I'm very lucky because I have friends of different faiths. So I also celebrate their religions with them or their holidays with them. So it's the holy month of Ramadan. So I've been breaking fast with my friends, which is such a nice time for
Have you, so,
community.
did you fast? No.
Oh, for
Have you?
Lent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my girlfriend, who's also Catholic, was yelling at me. She's like, I told her because she was in town. I'm like, okay, Kiki, I am not drinking. I'm not whatever. And I'm not what, like, I'm not going to say it all here because it's none of your business, people. Okay. But like, anyways, I gave up three things. And she's like, three things? Are you nuts? You're just supposed to do one. I'm like, well, I love to fail and then beat myself up for it. So I'm giving up three.
I give up drinking, but I don't drink, so I'm cheating.
Oh, come on. That's so rude. Come on. Yeah, I'm going to give up going to the gym. I never go to the gym. Come on.
The
Oh my God. And you know what? I'm going to tell my husband that next year. I'm sorry, honey. I gave up gym for Lent. I'm like, Dina, seriously?
Go, Tina, please.
He's like, bitch, please. You're never in the gym. You're never in the gym. But no, yeah, it was Easter. Oh, so then anyway, speaking of Judas, I sent my husband, my sister, and two friends. I put them in a group chat together, and I sent them this TikTok where it looks like there's a woman sitting at a dinner who's with, she's like the third wheel of a couple. And she's like, when you're third wheeling it and they start arguing and one of them is right and one of them is your friend. And I sent that to them. Sent that to them, and I'm like, lucky for you guys, I'm always right and I'm everybody's friend. And then they just freaking roasted me. They all went hard on me. And I'm telling you, like Marlo went hard. Ticey was just listening and like applauding when they were going hard. Chris was like sending memes. Like, and then I started calling them all Judas. I'm like, okay, this is it. You're all Judases. You're all Judases.
Wait,
And
what did Marla say?
oh, Marlo was like, oh, you know what? Marlo, hold on. You're gonna laugh. I'm gonna call Marla, this goes out to you, baby girl. This goes out to you, Marla.
Mara's
Marla
not
was
my
like,
fault. It's not my fault.
no,
Get
like
your friend.
literally,
Get your friend.
she goes, Gina goes, first off, she's like, well, you're unfriendly and wrong often. And then Marla's like, we should all be drinking and like, oh no, never mind. Hold on. What did Marla say? Marla had one where she was like, Dina talking biblical because it's Holy Week. Ticey sending like, Ticey after that sent like, send skull emojis. And then she's like, are you calling us traitors right before Easter? And then Marla's like, Jesus didn't die for this, die for us for this. Oh my God. And then Marla sends something that says, I'll see you next year. And Gina's like, Dina leaving mass. Like, are you? And then Marla's calling me out. Marla's like, Dina went, Dina wanted the Palm Sunday prop.
It's been a tough time for cancers also.
It's always with them, it's always tough. Let me tell you,
It's been a tough time for cancers.
they always come for me. Sometimes I don't like to put them together because they just, it's one big shit on me fest.
Oh Lord.
But I kind of like the attention. I don't know. You know me, like I'll instigate and then I'll cry. Like,
Oh,
I love it. But how was your
love it.
holiday? Just like fun and
Oh, hang out
relaxing.
with Ollie. Nothing. We didn't do
Best.
much.
That's the
We didn't
best.
do
I
much.
know.
So
I know
just
my
chilling.
some family's sick that live in town, so we couldn't see them. But I like I'm just also busy with school and it's almost over.
It's almost over. It's
Yeah.
almost over. We're
Yeah.
just waiting.
Pray for me. Oh, Millie,
We want summer.
prepare to be sick of me when school's over.
Oh, why?
Miami's not a far flight.
Oh, please
It's not a far
come.
flight. You're gonna get so sick of me.
I've been trying to get you to come. But
No,
you're
I'm
not
not gonna
taking summer
come.
classes though,
I'm taking
are you?
I think I have one and that's it. And it's really easy. I can come before or after, but like you are going to get sick of me. Sick of me. I'm telling everybody that. I'm like, I've been MIA for like 4 years, but
I'm
just watch.
excited.
Just
I'm
watch.
excited.
And they're like, oh, we're never gonna get sick of you. I'm like, okay. When I need you to hold my hand when we're crossing the street, you're gonna get sick of me. When I need to be close.
Don't pro like swear. Like swear. Like
Pinky
I
promise
won't get
me?
sick. Yeah,
Okay.
I won't get sick of you.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I'm
What
excited.
you listen to today?
Just Moody Man. That's it. Just Moody Man.
Really?
Yeah, I love Moody Man.
Okay, I'm not gonna give you a song. I'm gonna give you a show. Which you
What?
probably, knowing you probably haven't watched it. Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. Yeah, you like it?
I do. It's
It's cute.
sweet. I read, it's very cute. It is cute. I read
Okay.
the book. I like the
Okay.
book. And I was like, let me wait until all the episodes are up and then I'll do a binge. And I did. I did a binge and it's really cute. If you're into music, guys, if you're a music lover and you enjoy 70s songs, songs from the 70s, it really is an homage to Fleetwood Mac and Stevie
Oh.
Nicks.
Is that
So
what
it's
the book
actually,
is about?
yes, I
Okay,
think
okay,
it's
okay.
a take. It's definitely a take
Okay.
on Stevie Nicks and the Lindsey Buckingham story.
Okay.
Really good. And it's beautifully written. I think, well, the writer is incredible. I think she's really good. And it's just so from the no spoilers, guys, but I'll say this. The first episode, the lead, Daisy Jones, sneaks out of her house and she's like 16 or
Yeah.
15.
Yeah.
She sneaks in to go to the Whiskey a Go-Go and she
Oh
sees the
man.
birds.
Oh wow.
And that to me is like the coolest because I guess I am a hippie.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so sweet, like that scene. It's just when you're really a fan of music. So I
Yeah.
think for you music fans, I think you would enjoy. It's an easy watch. I mean, I think it's good.
I
It's
think I'm gonna
good.
read the book first and then I'll watch it
Read the book.
totally.
Actually, I do recommend the book more, of
Okay,
course. I think the
okay.
book, yeah, there's some, it's not exactly the same as the book. So I do
Okay.
recommend reading the book. The book was very nice. And but it's a cute show. It's adorable. I really liked it. And who's producer? Reese Witherspoon's the producer.
Oh, nice.
So you know what? I want to be a producer.
I think you'd be
Like, I just
great.
thought of it. I thought of that. I'm like, I want to be a producer. I think you have to have mad money or mad connections with people
Mad
with money,
connections, yeah.
mad connections, which I don't have. I don't have mad connections. But I would love to help people fund their dream project. Like,
Yeah.
I would love to do that. I mean, I think that's the coolest thing in the world.
That is cool.
Brad Pitt is actually a really good producer.
Yeah, because they had him and Jolie had a production company.
Well, didn't he? Yeah, he
But I
produced
think they just,
Moonlight.
yeah. Oh God, that movie was so good.
So good. And it's like, oh gosh, I want to be a producer. I want to help I mean, in some ways, that's what for me, that's how I take curating. It's not really about me at all. I'm just showcasing these artists, you know, like, and forget about me. Like, but that's how kind of I see it. It's just like letting artists just be and show like what you love most about them. I would love that. I think that's pretty cool.
I think it is good. I think you could do
Yeah.
it. I'd support you.
Yeah, but being a producer, what do you think?
Yeah.
I don't
I like it. I like it. I think it's an A plus solution.
I love it.
All right. Thanks again for spending time with us on this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests. Feel free to reach out to us via our Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.